Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo! Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello friends. We're here talking Bravo another week.
Bravo, my God.
Beverly Hills reunion trailer. What do you think?
Andy deserves to be like to get a round of applause from America for that. I mean, it really looks like he's doing the Lord's work. What do you think?
It does. It looks that way. I'm hoping that it holds up and it's
I was thinking that today
a minute
too.
And a half of him being hard on her and the rest of the time going easy. But it looks very promising. It looks like it's going to be exactly what we want.
What? I'm folding laundry and in my head, I'm like, I hope that's not all that reunion is. And I hope that there is more to it. Yeah, I know. Like there better be a half hour to an hour of him just roasting her.
Yes. If not an entire part of this 4-part fuckery is dedicated to
her
grilling Erica, then I don't want any parts of it.
Everyone else should just leave the couches.
Right. Let's go one on
one. The whole reunion. What else is there to even talk about?
No, there really
nothing.
Isn't.
Don't waste a second of my life on Kyle and Dorit. No. Don't waste a second. You know, maybe talking about poor Crystal being harassed. I feel bad for the poor thing.
Yeah, that's terrible. But, you know, I think, yeah, I'm intrigued. I think it's going to be good. They're going to wait, though, 2 parts to get into Erica. They're not going to give us Erica.
They're
going to
fuck us. Yeah. Erica's face, now that she's not filled up to the gills. Or maybe just the stress has gotten to her and stress is something that money can't stop.
Yeah.
She looks like pre everything, Erica, aged naturally.
Different. Yeah.
Her face is dropped like it's my crazy. Cervix. It is insane.
Also, this is unrelated to the Beverly Hills reunion, but I don't know if you've seen everybody talk about the Squid Game show. It's like everywhere that people are obsessed with it.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm scared.
So I've been passing on it. I'm like, I don't think because
shows
with subtitles
for you to give in. I need
shows and subtitles are just difficult. And I'm not somebody who likes the dubbed over fake English voice. Like that drives me nuts. I have to watch it in the language.
Yeah.
Like I hate the fake dub.
And I heard that the music is better in the Korean.
I'm sure. So I watched episode 1 last night. Phenomenal. I will continue.
Oh, phenomenal. There we go.
It just like a really well-told story. It reminded me of Lost. If anyone has remembered Lost, like it tells you the person's backstory and then it goes into the actual thing. And it was fantastic. I'm going to continue. So I'll report back.
Okay. So it starts out as there's a storyline. It's not a game.
Well, they're playing it. Yeah. There's a backstory to it. Essentially, the backstory is it's all these people who are like degenerate gamblers. Watch out. This is going to trigger
Justine. Add me in there.
And they get invited. They're all massively in debt and they get invited to play this game. And that's like essentially where the show starts.
Okay.
It's like that they sign their lives away and they're in this game. I'm very intrigued. I'm going to continue.
I love that the guy got rejected a bunch before Netflix just picked it up.
Right. And yeah. It's great. Netflix, man. You never know. So yeah, I recommend. Well, I'm real late to the party.
It's crazy
so no one cares,
how.
But.
There needs to be a documentary of how things progress or how you make it on Netflix. Because there's certain things that sit, you know, and then is the top 10 really the top 10 or is the
I
top
know,
10
never
that
know.
Netflix
Are they pushing
wants
it?
You to know?
Right. I know. You never know. You never know. Yeah.
I wish I would have bought Netflix. Netflix is going nowhere. I think eventually, or maybe Prime, they're all going to be merged together in one mega takeover.
Maybe.
I just can't imagine 30 years from now what is going to be.
I know. Well, it's unimaginable. Because
last 30 years ago, I was watching Al Bundy on Fox. That was it, you know?
Right. So true.
Now we're watching Squid Game.
All right. Who should we start with?
I
got
to watch
here?
It. I still have to watch Dave Chappelle before it gets taken down.
Right. Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
The only one that matters? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Potomac, I actually really did enjoy.
Potomac was fun. However, mm-hmm. Candace continues to be a horrible person.
I hate her. I got a lot to say about her.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's start there. Let's start with Potomac.
Okay. She should have been kicked off with Monique.
Yes.
Or Monique should have stayed. The problem is Candace. Candace will be in a physical fight with any once a season. It's obviously her.
There is a way you see her transform when someone starts talking to her a type of way. Ugh. She fucking flips the switch. And it's like, you can't, just the shit that is coming out of her mouth and the way she's approaching people is not cool. Like, no. At all. It's inappropriate on so many levels. And it's like watching her rile herself up into this, like degrading her behavior into throwing shit and just like the shit she's saying. It's like,
and Chris backs it up.
Chris is a problem.
A horrible pod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agree. Like, just the way she was talking to Wendy and the shit she was saying to her, watch your night crawling ass, watch, like, just like, where's your pimp? Like, just like, you can tell how someone the type of person she is, and she's a dirty person.
Stop commenting on her feet. Stop commenting on anything of her physical features. Stop commenting that she was a stripper. Who cares? What were you, Candace? Sorry that you have. Yeah, you had a difficult life because your parents got divorced. That's it. And you have a mother who pays for everything and she's a nag.
You have worked
in the White House. You've had a beautiful life, it seems. You have a loving husband who you two are two peas in a pod, like I said. It's just, it's sickening. And she needs to be kicked off. Where'd she come from? How'd she get on the Housewives? I've been wondering.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting casting, finding all of the Potomac Housewives. Like, these women have really went from like nothing to like Karen Huger.
Right. Another character.
It's all the Housewives, but
it's amazing how they,
where'd they come from?
There is a unique ability on Potomac. And I would say maybe similarly with like Atlanta, that when two people are fighting, they just let two people fight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, other people don't get into it until it gets to a point like with Candace where somebody has to step in, but most of the time they just let it ride and like everybody else is watching, which is always fascinating to me. You know, nobody else gets involved.
I hate her saying leaky. Yeah, it is, until they know how much it hurts with her mom.
Yes,
leaky
exactly.
Booty, botched clitoris. Stop bringing that stuff up.
No, it's real dirty. She fights dirty. There is a level of class that she pretends to have that is like lacking entirely. And her mom has the same problem. Like, yeah, she may be educated, but education and money does not buy you good morals and not
or
a
good heart.
People.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
she's a bad person is really what it's coming down to.
Yes.
She doesn't. There's obviously when multiple people are sitting there with real concern in their voice, in their eyes, that something is really serious with me as mom. And you keep bringing it up. You're not dumb.
Right.
She knows.
Yeah, she knows. Absolutely.
And Mia's sitting there. She's obviously a broken person. She has this mean, aggressive husband who's obviously crazy behind, like Wendy said, if this is going on, I know he was shit-faced, but this is going on in front of the cameras. I can't imagine what's going on behind the cameras.
When he said, I am a strip club connoisseur, it's like, that is exactly what you are. And you managed to, and the only thing that I agree with, which I thought was funny, was when Candace said you brought the strip club permanently into your house. Like, I thought that was hilarious when he said he was a strip club connoisseur and that was her response. Like, that's funny. But
that was great. It was good.
He is.
That's okay. But stop talking about her feet and her vagina.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. There is a way to be. I don't know. It's because she can't help herself but fight dirty. It's just like, it's taught to her by her mother. It's learned behavior.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like what her mother must
look
have
at
been
her mom
to
saying,
her.
Right. Look at her mom when she's saying, we all laugh, but look at her, what her mom's saying at the video shoot. That's her daughter. She's just talking shit.
And there's a reason that Candace does look like utter perfection.
Yes.
That's not a mistake.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. She looks, and it's the only thing that, because she's so broken inside.
It's all a guy's.
I feel bad for Mia. I feel like Mia went and cried herself to sleep, or like she really held it together. But in her eyes, poor Mia is really broken. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I don't really feel bad for Mia. I feel bad for the mom situation. That like that's definitely baggage. But like, you know,
I feel like she's been through a lot more than she's even saying.
Yeah, she probably has.
And now she's with this guy who is like the leader, and she pretends to be the leader, but she's not. And they worry me with the whole putting them on the phone and with the car. Like, here's my, listen to this.
Oh, yes. That was weird.
That's a PK Dory, Teresa Giudice. We're going to be in the news here soon.
Yeah.
Situation.
I could see that happening in a heartbeat.
I mean, I think their business is legitimate because I've seen them even. You know, those franchises are, I think, are in California, right?
Right.
God. I'm not going to a franchise chiropractor, though.
No, I'm good.
You know,
just like I don't want to go to a franchise massage place. I'm just going to go to this little local salon.
I know. Why is that? It's weird. I don't know. I feel the same way.
Yeah. I don't know why. It just feels like not the same. Oh, I don't know if you caught this. Ray, when Ashley came to Karen's to pick up Karen. If anyone noticed how he was ogling Ashley, he's like so old man creepy.
Blame her.
Like, look at you, mom. Look at you, mama.
You don't look like a mom. She looks amazing.
Oh, she looks great.
Whatever she's done.
Right.
Within a couple weeks, her body is, I mean, that's that baby 10 days old. I mean, God.
It's just like freaking Lala.
Yeah. Lala's a freaking nature too.
Crazy. Crazy.
Unbelievable. But, I liked Wendy when she was leans back to Mia. She's like, are you okay? But I love Wendy. I'm back loving Wendy. Wendy and Eddie. I love to be on vacation. I love Eddie's facial expressions the entire time. Did you catch that?
Yeah. He was giving good facial expressions. Like, what?
I can't keep
this?
My eyes off Eddie. I love Eddie.
Yeah. I do not like Wendy at all. Coming in her Balenciaga outfit. I just saw too much for me. It was good, though. It was a fun episode.
Yeah, I just think Candace should be fired.
Yes, she needs to go. Honestly, she is a problem. She has behavioral issues. Like,
she takes away all the fun of everything. Mm-hmm. She's nasty and she's dangerous. She's going to make Wendy should be allowed to whoop her fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And Wendy, Monique, Mia? You can't blame it. Why is Monique gone, but Candace isn't? They're both 100%.
Well,
involved.
We know. I mean, you know. I think it's the physical aspect of why.
I know, but yeah. But Monique is just going to do it again.
Right. Are you mean Candace?
I mean, Candace is just going to do it again to somebody else.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, she has a problem. The issue why she's still here is because
didn't physical. So they technically can
chase them down running around. That was the part for me was the push the producer out of the way, sneak downstairs and run around like the Terminator.
Lost it though, but there's a way. Candace has a way of making people see red. People,
yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And they
she
can't see past it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Monique was nuts with the bird. It was a little. The signs were ahead of this. She was a little nutty, but
yeah, thank.
In the maternity underwater photo shoot, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mia's husband is? Was he just drunk? Is he aggressive? Is he nice? What is your vibes on him?
I think he's a creep.
A creep. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
What do you think?
I think so too.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's,
he's hidden. No Eddie.
Yeah. No. He's
yeah.
Yep.
I love Eddie. I don't think he cheated.
I don't think he did either. All right. Let's talk Beverly Hills. All right.
What do you think about Kathy and the custom $52 million home that they just decided not to move in on?
I loved it. That's in her element. You know, it's just amazing to witness someone who is used
with that much money
where she's used to doing nothing. Like even when Sutton arrives, you know, and she's just standing there and she's like, is someone going to go help Sutton? It's like, you know, like her instinct is it's always somebody else's job to do anything. And it's just great to watch. I wish I could live like
that. Yeah. Like if Tyler's around, I'm always like, Tyler, right, do this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like a strong person. It's like anytime Dorian goes home, they have like 50 things he needs to lift and move, you know, like downstairs, we got a fridge. You know, we've been waiting for you.
Oh God. Kathy really has the life. She really married right.
She was a great addition to the season. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we never even saw him. That's that kind of money. You can just come in and out. No one even cares your husband's that money.
Oh, little Portia had her bat mitzvah.
I saw.
And Kathy was the only person not there. Oh. And it's because she don't fuck with Mo.
Is that what it is?
And Big Hilt, Mr. Hilton, because of the whole situation. Oh. So I think Kyle and, well, maybe it's Mr. Hilton. What's his name? I want to say Tom, Rick. Rick Hilton doesn't mess with Mauricio.
Okay.
But Kathy was in that scene, but it was awkward between Kathy, Kyle, and Mauricio. Remember that? But she was not at the thing, and she took a picture of like a sunset that same night.
Oh, okay.
But she made it known, like, hey, I'm not that.
Maybe she was out of town.
But
how about the silent? Yeah, that is interesting. How about the silent scene at dinner and then Mo? When they're all just sitting there, literally, I think PK to me has been so good this season. Like after they were all silent, like Erica didn't respond when they're like, don't you have anything to say to her? He was like, that was epically uncomfortable. Like afterwards, just like he's sitting great. Next to her. Oh, so good.
I almost feel phenomenal. Bad that he's married to Dory.
Right. I know.
PK is dynamic. And that's what I told you, Rachel, you could tell. Tiger Woods' little hooker, who I do like her a lot. I guess she's connected to the 9/11. I've listened to him. I like her a lot. She's like vouches that PK is a really nice person. And there it is.
Oh, well, there's the character witness we all need.
when at that first dinner, though, with the four of them, how can you not, when they offer you a changing color cocktail, how do you, they go, oh, I'll have vodka
with three limes. I thought there were three lemons.
Boring. I was like, you know, at least Kyle goes for the cocktail of the house. You know?
Yeah. He oversells the house cocktail and they're like, I'm going to take a, well, you know, maybe it's not them.
Well, no, it's calories.
Yeah. Well, that too. I'm not, I avoid colored cocktail myself. But if they tell me it's a margarita with a floater, which is what it was, I'm into it all day.
Margarita with a floater. What's that mean?
Like, I think that's what it was. It was like a margarita. And then you pour that like a floating shot into the drink.
Oh, OK. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into
that's what it was. OK.
Yeah.
Floater makes me sound like a loogie. Oh. So what did you think about? I loved your tweet about the pregnant pause. What a phrasing. What a perfect phrasing that was.
Oh, of Erica trying to retell the story. That was fake as hell. She's like I said, what happened was. It was literally like she just stopped talking. I was like,
unbelievable.
What? It's unbelievable. I really
this is going to be up in the big screen in court. How can it not be?
I know. I really take issue with Kyle continually playing both sides this entire season. And she has to be taken to task for it because like how she was at the dinner, just blowing up Sutton's spot and being like, Sutton, like, you don't want to take this into the new year, sweeping things under the rug. It's like, Kyle, what are you doing?
Choke on a chicken bone, you bitch.
Well, yeah. I think producers were probably in her ear saying like, hey, you got to start this off, you know, but like she plays both sides. Like she's cool with Sutton. And if I were Sutton and I watched this entire season, I would have real issues because she comes across like
too.
She's totally on her side. And then
the hell out of that house
at every point. Absolutely.
Makes me nervous. Like something bad's going to happen in that house. She'll be stuck paying off Kyle for some repairs or something, you know? Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah, you're Cinderella, bitch, Kyle. You go sleep under the rug. That's your main freaking thing in life.
Yeah. I just thought that was like so forced. I don't know.
I didn't like that either. It did seem very fake.
Yeah.
And when she said that her son now helped find Tom down the gully, down the cliff, canyon, wherever. Imagine. I mean, and it's not reported anywhere, just a cop off duty.
Yeah.
Trying to find his
lost
his Alzheimer half dead stepdad down the hill. Give me a break. So, and they're just dumb. Lifting him back up, dragging him up the hill. Come on. God. And she did the same thing in the preview for the, I just can't believe her attorneys are letting her on these TV shows. Either she is innocent and she's just a wackadoo, or she's a sociopath. It's one or the two, one or the other, right?
Absolutely. I think you're right.
Her confessionals, the way she slowly talks, like,
I hate the way she talks, especially in that blue outfit for some reason. Then she talks very slowly. Like, I've answered every question you've given me. It's like, shut up. Like, you deserve an award. You're getting paid. Like, come on. I love when Andy in the reunion thing was like, I know how much you get paid. It's like, woo, you better.
He looks pissed.
Yeah.
I really hope you're not right. I'm though. That it really could be that we saw all the good parts. I know.
I hope not. It was a listen, this will go down in history as one of the greatest seasons of Housewives of all time, for sure. It's just up there. It's like, we've never seen anything like it. It was fascinating from start to finish, like to the very end, to that last scene. It's just great.
I do have a bone to pick with Garcelle.
Yeah.
When a housewife leaves, we don't mention them on screen anymore. Denise is dead to the audience.
Yeah, who cares?
Like, don't try to keep that going. That would have been the storyline.
Yes.
If we didn't have it.
100%. It would have been terrible if we hadn't had this Erica Jane thing. Terrible.
That seemed forced, too. Does Garcelle even care? No.
Yeah, because then she's like, come over here. Let's have a conversation. It's like, this feels very fake. I feel like I could see the set lights. You know, it just feels like it's something that would appear on the hills.
It does. Yeah. I've never seen a happier person than Crystal's husband.
Such a nice guy.
Smile on his face, right?
Welcoming all
Hakuna
these fucks.
Matata.
Like, he doesn't
He's
care
great.
About them at all. I know. I love it.
I think if Crystal comes back, which she is, I guess, she'll be even better. I think she needed to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Her mom is cute. The mom's boyfriend is adorable.
Yeah, loved it all.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think? They brought something's wrong with Bravo. Yeah, I'm done with Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj she's on the Potomac reunion.
Yeah.
She married a freaking sex predator. Sexual predator.
And they threatened her. She was threatening this woman like a few years ago. Like, Nicki Minaj is a terrible person.
Yeah.
And she's like blowing up. She's putting all these anti-COVID vaccine conspiracy theories. She's
about
problematic.
Penis,
through
and, that.
And through. Can't
and
stand
Bravo, come on in.
Right. There you go.
Come on into the reunion.
That's Bravo.
Anything for ratings.
God.
God, it's insane.
All right. Should we talk Salt Lake City?
Yes.
What do you think of this?
I thought it was okay. I mean,
I was like, when we got to the point where this new person that we just met is suddenly in this like very intense fight with Lisa, I was so confused. Like,
me too.
I was just like, what are they fighting about? What are we even talking about? And why should I care about this? Like, I don't understand why all of a sudden I should care about some woman that I don't know and her charity event being impacted by Lisa can't, like, what?
And then her food got canceled and this
I just
and that,
it was
and
very odd. And like having
and these
everyone
two
in
blonde
the room,
women that look identical.
They look very alike. I saw somebody
was the daughter
said that she looks like Sarah Paulson, and she absolutely does.
Oh, yes.
But I found this
a poor man, Sarah Paulson.
I think this season is
Sarah Paulson
challenging.
I think it's okay, but you know, the show is Jen Shaw and Mary and it's boring. I mean, I'm not that into it. It's okay.
It's okay. That's
whatever.
How I feel. I think, listen, I think Mary is fun. I enjoy.
She's nuts.
I loved her description of her relationship with Jen when she was like, listen, like the door is open, but there's a screen on it. And if you walk up to the screen, like you get electrocuted. Like I loved that. Like there's moments where I really love Mary, but then there's moments where it's like her and her son, and she's like staring at him and he's staring at her that, and she's like, hello. Like there's like weird moments too, where I'm like, what's going on here?
And she's not really ever filming with people, but I guess she filmed with Meredith, but it's like, she doesn't really know anybody.
Right.
But then
right.
She is at the party.
But then she's involved. Yeah. I mean, I like her. I think she's a great character. It's just kind of been a weird development of her.
I feel this Real Housewives of Salt Lake City feels like it's JV, like Dallas never felt like a normal Housewives city. Mm-hmm. Or I guess I didn't feel that way with Miami. I thought Miami was should have just been continued. But like Dallas never felt that way. I don't know about any other one. I'm trying to think.
Oh, that's but I get what you mean. Yeah. It like, feels the same.
Jen is like the crazy woman who got fired. What's her name? Leanne. They're very similar. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just like, it's hard for me to. It's like with Whitney. It's like Whitney is suddenly related to this woman. It's like, we're all Mormon pioneers. I'm related to everyone. And then suddenly like, we're supposed to care like your sisters and like, but I don't even know you, Whitney, yet. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't know these women enough to care about expanding the universe to their friends.
Whitney's voice, I just takes me every time she talks, it takes me like 5 minutes to get past the voice.
I know. But some of the stuff she says is good, but it's like, man, your voice. This must have been challenging her entire life.
And you're proud that your great great grandfather blew his load everywhere in town, and he was related to everyone. Bodyguard of
like, I'm pretty sure that was polygamy relationships and like multiple wives. I don't, you know, it's like,
what a world to live in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's such a crazy part of the country, and it's so strong, but yet we're so not a part of it. But yet.
Well, I mean, I had a very, you know, my best friend was Mormon growing up, so I was pretty familiar with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just very strict.
Imagine being Mormon and living in like the the homeland, right?
Right, right, right. No, it's completely different. It's just crazy, like a religion.
But they still have such strong. Yeah, they probably
couldn't drink caffeine. They couldn't drink. I mean, there's all these, you know. They couldn't drink at 12. No, I'm just kidding.
Like Jen Shaw saying, "We're a couple blocks from." Brigham Young University, right? And just that the fact that they worry about a casino night, and we live in or anything goes, it's just interesting.
Yeah, it is. I think Lisa. Okay, I noticed this.
She's acting.
Yeah. I think they're right. Like, I think Lisa's probably a very shady person. Mm-hmm. Two things: she blinks all the time. Watch next time she talks, especially if she's like trying to lie about them. She's just like blinking.
Yeah.
And I think her argument is weird, which is like when she talks about Whitney, she always goes like, I mean, if I breathe, she comes for me. And then again, somebody was like, what is it with Whitney? She's like, I mean, if I breathe, it's like, what is this argument about every time you take a breath? Like, I just, something about her cries like she's like fake victim, like crying wolf. I just don't buy it.
Yeah. You know, I like her. She's interesting to look at and interesting to watch. She's a character, but I just don't, it seems also fake. Like crying was fake. It was like Kim Kardashian crying.
Yeah, like I didn't see actual tears coming out.
Look painful. Like it was pain for her to try and get those out. She was squeezing her eyes tight.
God.
And I guess it's come out that the caterers, see, I've looked at this thing 100 times and I can't get past the first sentence to even fucking care to read it. But which supposedly is, exonerates Lisa that she didn't do this. But I still believe she did. I don't know.
Yeah, and I also just don't even care. What's like the point?
I know.
Like, I don't care about the drama.
I liked the look of the casino night and the outfits.
Looked beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun outfits.
Like
that
they look. They're not as like goofy looking. They're like actually looked like good 70s people, except for Whitney.
Yes. Whitney's hair was troubling to me.
Like they still want to look pretty, even though it's.
Right.
70s night. The blood facial, I'm not doing.
Nope. Nor am I.
Needles and blood. And
there's
everything.
A point where you just have to say,
like, I'm getting old. Procedures. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I will be all right. What else?
I liked the beginning, though. Just Lisa, the way that Lisa acts like she's top dog, but she's letting Jen throw around a $70,000 tennis bracelet. Where did that bracelet? Was she wearing the bracelet? Then she chucked it.
Oh, I missed this. Where was this?
That
at
was
the
at
ice?
The beginning in the snow.
Oh,
they were fighting, and then Jen, she threw a $70,000 tennis bracelet, I guess, in the snow, and then Lisa was the only one looking for it.
Solid.
And
how did I miss
Heather?
That entirely?
Heather has good comedic say, you know, little talkings like how she lied about her weight so she can't sit on that side of the ice. And
yeah, or like when he made a comment about her boobs at the party, she's like, I mean, this is my best asset, might as well show them off. Like, yeah, she could be fun. Yeah,
she's cute. I like her better than being in the drama.
Yes, agreed.
And her and Mary taking a selfie was cute. She says some fun things.
Yeah, showing her the angles, that was fun.
I do agree that KFC has some good coleslaw, even though I can't imagine what nasty, gross little bag it comes in. Oh, God,
I can't even picture.
But it is good.
And is it?
We take a bite of it with that. I stopped eating KFC, actually, because I got so many better chicken options.
Okay.
But yeah. I used to eat a lot of KFC.
I have eaten KFC maybe like 3 times.
Good. Stay away from it.
Yeah, I will.
Pamela Anderson agrees.
All right. Not going to lie to you. Could not get through Below Deck. I tried.
I didn't even watch it. I'm done
with
it.
Great. Okay. So am I. Next is I tried to watch Vanderpump and I did watch the entire episode.
I guess too.
What I'm struck with is this felt like an episode that was at the tail end of a shitty season that they were trying to like extend. It did not feel like an episode 2 to me. And it's a huge problem. There is nothing
good
here.
Good point, girlfriend.
Do you know what I mean? That's There's a good nothing. Point. It felt like a shitty ending up like the last two episodes in New York. That's what it felt like to me, where it was like, we're just doing things because we have to get together. There's no one cares about any of these people. They can't. It can't possibly.
Even the Beverly Hills Housewives was a boring episode. I felt like for a finale of a good season, it was okay.
Right.
But
right. It's sometimes you go on too long, but it's like, that's how Vanderpump
bring the husbands in
feels today.
Yeah. It's boring.
There's nothing. Okay.
Actually, I was more interested, I guess. I wish I should have just sat through the first episode. I was like, oh, I guess I should. I forced myself to watch it because I'm like trying to not feel like Bravo's dead, but it feels like it's on its dying deathbed, you know?
I really think if Lala wasn't in this season, there would be nothing. Like Lala's the only pull for me even slightly, but just because I think she's good television. Like she talks to people type of way. But like,
yeah,
Dorian sat in for like 5 minutes. He's like, wait, I'm sorry. He's like, there's no Jax. And I was like, yeah, there's no Jax. He's like, so we're supposed to care about Sandoval and Schwartz. Like they're the center. I was like, yeah. He's like, what?
Oh, I love Dorian. Yeah,
so he had the same thought as you. I was like, you and Justine. He's like, I don't like Jax, but Jax is just great TV. I'm like, I know. I get it.
And even with Jax on the show, he can't be anymore. So it's done.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's
right.
This is
you can't have another season of Jax.
This is a party that's lasted too long and they didn't effectively transition to a more dynamic younger cast like they tried to last season. Look at all those people. Dana's not there. Max is gone. All those people are gone. So they don't have anything.
Yeah.
It's just like it's
Lala and Randall's relationship is interesting. How
I actually
long
like it.
Until what happened with him and the ex-wife?
I have no idea.
He seems like he's a nice guy who's not on the hunt for a new PUSSY. When does Lala expire? Or does she not be? Is she just a feisty little firecracker?
Right.
Her and the ex-wife seem like the same person. The person from You is like pretty much that character.
Right.
They look very similar.
Right.
I have a problem. I like Lala, and no offense to people who have baby nurses. I think it's nice and all, but I guess I can't help but judge people that don't take care of their kids, you know, like all night long, you're just sleeping and your little baby's getting taken care of by a stranger. Your baby's yearning for your smell and your scent. I mean, it just breaks my heart for the baby.
I don't have a problem with it.
It's okay for people, but it makes me sad.
Yeah. The baby doesn't know.
The baby knows. It does somewhere deep inside.
I guess like for me, I think that there's a,
why have a baby?
I think
just for daytime business hours.
Well, I mean, there's also like people prioritizing their sleep so then they can be more present. You know, like I think in early days when you're all fucked up and like if I could have had a baby nurse to just like maybe 2 nights a week get 8 hours of sleep, imagine how different you would feel emotionally. You would just feel like,
I know, but
more balanced.
Looking back, that time is so short. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it, but I do have a problem with it. I'm just torn. Like it's good, but
listen, everybody's got their opinion.
Like
you're also, but that's the type of parent you are too, right? Like you are one of the, you're not attachment parenting, but you're like, you're very, you need to be
there.
No, you don't have issues. I'm just saying that's your style, right?
Yeah. I wonder why people have a kid if they don't really
want to put in the work.
want to take care of it, you know, right. Or I just don't know how your motherly instincts can even, like, I watched this thing on TikTok where this guy's like, mom brain is real because your brain is rewired to wake up in an instant. Like, how can you sleep through the night and not be like, oh, I got to get up and see what, I just don't physically, chemically understand it, you know?
Yeah.
And it feels cold to me. And then I do judge people, like, I can understand. And then I fully do understand Sheena yelling, like, you're exhausted and you have all rights to yell at your husband for not wanting to get up at 4 a.m. But you still want to do it yourself, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
But, all, you know, to each your own. Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Oh, there's probably a good balance between Ari from 90 Day Fiance, where she's letting her kid fall down the mountain with the nanny, and Sheena. And myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, God. It's wild.
Sorry, I don't mean to get crazy about that. But no, I do, I like it's Lala. Crazy.
I like your opinion.
The bathing suit thing where she's like, he's like, yeah, the self-checker didn't take it off. She's like, you were the fucking self-checker.
That part was funny. I loved that. See, like, I would watch a Randall and Lala show before I'd watch of this shit. I don't know why. I just don't care about any of these people.
I like Randall yelling at Schwartz. And he has a point. Listen, Schwartz is such a little bitch.
Also, terrible move to refinance your home to then open a bar in a pandemic. Like, come on. So dumb.
If they're not making enough money off Tom Tom, when they have all the press, it's a focal point of a Bravo TV show.
Right.
And then
you don't have enough money to just reinvest. I know. It's like, and they can't even describe the content. Like, this is the other thing for me. The Schwartz, like, dumb shtick of, like, I'm just like this, like, I'm over it. Are you a man who knows what they want to do, who wants to go into business with your friend? Say what the fuck your bar is about. Like, what's wrong with you? It drives me nuts.
And who are you going to pick, Schwartz? Tom and Ariana actually smiles at Tom like she likes him a little bit.
Yes.
And, like, I didn't think that they would last, but they do seem like they are in a partnership, that they love each other. Katie and Tom, she genuinely is, like, grossed out at the thought of having sex.
I loved that.
Just be friends.
Let's have sex.
Like, here's another TikTok. Like, people put up, I don't know if it's just a joke, but, like, there's shit tons of people saying, oh, when first day dating your boyfriend, he smacks her ass and he walks by. After 1 year and he goes to smack your ass and you, like, want to kill him for touching your ass. It's like, what are you in a relationship with this person for if you don't want him touching you?
Right.
That's what it's like with Katie and Tom. I don't get
100%.
It.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like shtick.
No, it doesn't. It seems real. That was a very real moment when he was like, let's have sex. She's like, loved it.
I don't understand it. It feels sad for both of them.
Right.
Do Tom and Tom ever fall out?
Yeah.
They do?
I think they might. One day.
Are they friends 20 years from now?
Maybe. What do you think? It depends on if he continues to be.
But I think it could, something could
come. I think the dynamic is that Schwartz has to defer to Sandoval. And if he doesn't, the dynamic's going to change.
Yeah. And Tom has to, imagine if you're so, I would be so disgusted with Tyler if he just let people roast him like that at a table about his business. Like, stand up for yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Be a man.
Right. I don't know.
Go forage for those berries, bitch. I got my night nurse here. I'm going to sleep in the cave.
Forage for your berries.
Oh. And the bitch montage at the end was great. I love that.
That was
bitch,
great.
Bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Lala's the
that
show.
That was great. Her looks have changed, but she still looks the same, but she doesn't.
Oh, I felt like she looked so different when I saw a couple of the early ones. I was like, holy shit.
When the beginning, you're right. Yeah. She looks just as pretty at the beginning and very unique looking. It's,
very different.
It's kind of sad. Yeah.
I know. Look at me looking the same.
Charlie is a sad little thing, and she started out feisty, but she's got a lot of issues. I think the parents were very brutal. She didn't even say what the parents made her do with the food, and I don't want to know. It makes me sad.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
You know, when you fuck people's food and stuff, it can really fuck them up, huh?
Yes. That's the thing. Like, I think about that sometimes when I'm trying to, like, stuff broccoli down Sterling's throat. And it's like, you know what? It's not worth it. Like, don't make people feel a type of way about food. I do not want my children to have any food issues.
I know.
Like, at all.
Okay. I just have a problem where I forget to feed them. Like, it's gone all day and it's like, oh God, I should have fed them. They're like eating packs of goldfish. Oh man. All
right, guys. Guess what?
Shorties and Sandy's a terrible name. So
terrible.
That's my last thought. Yeah.
We'll be back with Life After Lockup coming your way this weekend. Until then, stay safe out there, friends. We'll be back.
Oh yeah, Life After Lockup.
Oh yeah. Bye. Trash.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.